move to regular agenda item 552.
Proclaim May 8th through May 15, 2016, to be Taiwanese American Heritage Week in Portland.
Well, I'm very pleased to have this proclamation before us and invite Amy Shaw and others who want to speak about this to come forward. I'll read the proclamation, and then we'll hear from you and other community leaders that are here to talk about this today. It says, whereas America has been continually renewed and enriched by the many different people who choose to come here and become our fellow citizens, and each brings a part of his or her own heritage, which over time becomes part of our common heritage, and generations of Asian Americans have helped make America what it is today. And whereas there are more than 500,000 Taiwanese Americans in the United States with a significant Taiwanese American population in Portland, and whereas on August 14, 1945, the people of the United States received word of the end of World War II, and whereas Taiwanese Americans have made enormous contributions to the diversity and prosperity of American society, consistently contributing to the promotion of democracy and security of their homeland, and whereas Taiwanese Americans have succeeded as successful and notable artists, Nobel laureate scientists, researchers, human rights activists, and business leaders, and whereas Taiwanese Americans can be proud of their roots and their vital role in the continued growth of our nation, and whereas 2014 marked the 35th anniversary of the enactment into law of the Taiwan Relations Act, which is the cornerstone of U.S.-Taiwanese relations. Whereas the United States provides safety and security guarantees to Taiwan for the preservation of its democracy, and whereas due to American support, Taiwan's voice is heard while it strives for participation in international organizations such as the World Health Organization and the United Nations, and whereas this week recognizes the longstanding friendship between the United States and Taiwan during this special week, Taiwanese Americans are able to embrace America's diversity and celebrate the spirit of community that brings us together as one nation. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 8th to May 15th to be Taiwanese American Heritage Week in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this week. So let's hear it for the partnership between the United States and Taiwan. Of course, here in Portland, we have an amazing sister city relationship with Kaohsiung, and many of us have had a chance to visit Kaohsiung and welcome delegations here every year for the Rose Festival. A big delegation will be coming soon, so it's a long-standing friendship. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioners and Mayor, for proclaiming again this year Taiwanese American Heritage Week, which just happened. We had a very exciting event at the Portland Center.
Your name in the record, I'm sorry.
Yes. My name is Annie Xiao, Chao Yun Xiao. People call me Annie. And again, we just had a really, really wonderful celebration at the Portland Center for the Performance Arts. And it was a sold-out show on a Tuesday. So hopefully next year we'll be able to invite all of you as special VIP guests to enjoy the show. And I wanted to echo what you said, that it's been a long-standing relationship between Taiwan and the United States, especially Portland and the Kaohsiung City Sister Association. And also, Taiwan is a sister state to the state of Oregon. So it's really, truly an honor for the city of Portland to proclaim this special week for us Taiwanese Americans here in Portland. I've been here in Portland since 1996. I went through the Portland Public School system. And so for me, it's really an integration of both of my cultures right now. And currently, I serve as the chapter president of Formosan Association for Public Affairs, which is a nationwide nonprofit grassroots organization with over 50 chapters. And what we do is we advocate for democracy and self-determination for the people of Taiwan in D.C. and then all over the country. And this week is really a special week, especially because we just had the inauguration of the new president, Dr. Tsai Ing-wen, in Taiwan that just happened. So we hope to continue this relationship between Portland and Kaohsiung, Oregon and Taiwan, and to continue to be a visible group of community members here in Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Jeffrey Chang. Very honored to be here, Mayor and the Commissioners for the City of Portland. I've been in Portland since 2000. I have lived, worked, and played here for the last 16 years, and I'm very honored to be here and very want to show my gratitude and appreciation for the recognition for Taiwan and the sister state and sister city relationship. As the mayor had mentioned before, there are 500,000 Taiwanese Americans here in the United States, and there's thousands of us here in the city of Portland. City of Portland is known as a unique city. It's known as an innovation hub. And there's a great relationship between Taiwanese Americans and also the state of Taiwan and also in Oregon, in Portland. If you think about the industries that thrive in this region, high-tech and also sportswear, companies like Nike, Adidas, Columbia Sportswear, companies like Intel, Mentor Graphics, they will have a great relationship with Taiwan and Taiwanese American talents. And so it's being a Taiwanese American myself and being here for 16 years, again, I want to show my gratitude and appreciation for the longstanding relationship and the recognition by the mayor and the commissioners today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both very much. We appreciate you being here. We'd love to take a photo if you'd like.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right, let's move on.